Welcome back, my friend. Chef of the Fat Man live from the wonderful and incredible Whole Foods right here at Merchant's Walk in beautiful East Cobb. Well, it's not really beautiful today, but that's okay because we're going to warm the cockles of your heart. And shame on me for breaking protocol. I did not remind you that the reason Chef Eric chose hot cocoa today was because it is National Cocoa Day. And that is so, Chef Eric, being always on the top of the culinary food chain, he decided to come up with this wonderful hot cocoa. It's also National Ice Cream. Really? I'll bet the folks up in the Northeast are looking forward to a big old
heaping bowl. Yeah, why would you have Ice Cream Day in the middle of this weather?
And National Violins Day. Well, I guess you play the violins for those who are eating the ice cream because they're freezing to death twice as much, inside and outside. But anyway, that's what it is. And I got to tell you, my friends, we tried the cocoa. And I got to tell you, now, if you're a person that likes a wet, extremely loose, just like milk, the consistency of milk with chocolate flavoring for your hot cocoa, and then try to thicken it with marshmallows, this would probably not be your forte. But if you want the rich chocolate and you want it to be a little thicker, you don't even have to add marshmallows. Although mellows would be fine. I could do the mellow thing in this. But you try this, and what it does is it gives you a slight back warmth. So you're drinking the hot chocolate or the hot cocoa, but then when it's done, your mouth is still a little warm. You still feel that warmth a little bit instead of it just dissipating right away. And, of course, Michael the Whip Holst, our crack engineer, asked the always important question, especially at the holiday season, does it hold up well in a crock pot?
Absolutely. You can bring it up to a scald initially in a pot, but then transfer it to the crock pot, and it can hold the
Now, for those who aren't, they don't understand when you say bring it up to a scald versus bring it up to a boil.
Okay. Do not ever boil a dairy product.
And why is it? You'll learn very quickly.
I guarantee you everyone out there that's listening to the show has done it at some point, so they probably understand it. But just in case, when you bring milk up to a boil, it reaches a point at its boiling temperature where it will foam up and it will jump out of the pan, basically, and take over and create a big mess in your kitchen.
Try to clean that up.
A massive mess.
It is a massive mess. You're exactly right. So you bring it up, when you say bring it up to a scald.
So a scald is more like a simmer, all right? It's, you know, if you were to take the pan and sort of tip it a little bit, you'll hear it go shh, like a little sizzle. That's a scald.
Also, if you see wisps of steam start to come off of it, you're getting it.
Yeah.
So you don't want to see it bubble. You just want to see the wisps of steam. You like that, wisps?
That's
very whispery.
So you're very wispy today.
Yes, I am. Wisp on, brother man. But anyway, so that's important to know. A, don't boil your milk. And B, look for a little sound when you tilt the pan, a little sizzle. Or look for wisps or both. Just don't look for bubbles. If you get a couple of small bubbles, that's okay. Just turn it down.
Yeah.
But that's a scald. So
correct.
That's when you start piling everything in. And it's okay to make it the night before. It's probably better.
This absolutely will get better over time. It may break a little bit, but once you bring it back up to a scald again, you might take a whisk to it, and you'll be in
good
shape.
Now, will it hold up to marshmallows?
Of course.
Because that's important.
You can home make some marshmallows.
You know what? I've got a recipe. I haven't tried it yet. But the person that gave it to me said it's better than any marshmallow he had in the store. So maybe I'll shoot you that recipe. That might be fun.
That could be.
Because making your own marshmallows.
We'd probably want to be at, like, next door over here at Cook's Warehouse.
That would be a perfect place. You know, we ought to do a candy show. Have you ever done candy?
Yes.
Candy is a lot of fun.
It requires very precise temperature control. But other than that, it is a lot of fun.
It really is. And I've got a killer peanut brittle recipe. I've got a killer toffee recipe that you cover with chocolate. And then you put crushed pecans on it. And it breaks it kind of like a Heath bar. I usually make that for Christmas.
Uh-huh. And so where is it? Hello?
Still in my... But anyway, but I got... And that would be three or four recipes right there that would be very much fun. And we'll have to do that. In fact, my friends, I'll tell you what. Tell you what we'll do. It's the spirit of Christmas and Hanukkah. Spirit of giving. So what I'm going to do, Chef Eric, is you send me a show idea that you would like to hear. Send it to either Eric. Is it Chef Eric or just Eric?
It's just Eric, E-R-I-K.
At
chefandthefatman.com.
Or Kevin at chefandthefatman.com. Or put it on Facebook. In fact, better yet, put it on Facebook. Tell us your suggestion that you would like to hear for a show.
Absolutely.
If you do that, the one that we choose, we're going to send you free and clear Ann Byrne's latest cookbook, signed by Ann.
Wow.
Ann Byrne was a former food editor for the AGC for 20 years.
Right.
She has just released her 12th cookbook. Over 3.5 million copies of cookbooks this lady has sold. She is amazing. She spent 2 hours with us, unfortunately. The time she was in town, Chef Eric wasn't here because he would have hit it off famously. She's right there with you, Chef Eric, in a lot of ways. It was very difficult for me to work with. So, I'm sorry about having to clear my throat. But it's the chocolate.
I was getting all choked up, I know.
Yeah, but anyway, I will send you, on behalf of Chef and the Fat Man, Chef Eric and I will send you a signed, brand new copy of Ann Byrne's latest book. It is a great cookbook. You can hear the show. You heard the show last week, so you got the excitement and everything else. And I got to tell you, the lady is class, but we're going to send you our own copy that she gave to us. We're going to give to you because it's the spirit of Christmas. How about
that,
Chef?
That's very nice. So just to clarify,
right?
You need to go on Facebook and post it on our Facebook page and make sure you're at the Chef and the Fat Man radio show website. You'll see the two of us. On the website, and message us there, or email Eric at chefandthefatman.com, E-R-I-K, or Kevin at chefandthefatman.com.
K-E-V-I-N. Any one of those three ways, and your show will become our show. Your suggestions will become Chef Eric's recipes. Have fun with it. Be creative. Be inventive. And we will send you a book, and you will be recognized the day of the show. So I think that's very cool. Anyway, Chef Eric, speaking of that, are you thinking about giving us another recipe or starting one anyway?
Yeah, okay. So what I'm going to do next is our potato latkes. And I'm starting out with three russet potatoes that I peeled. And after you peel each potato, make sure you put it in some cold water so it's totally covered. That will prevent it from starting to turn brown.
And it will turn brown quickly.
Very quickly. Very, very quickly. And you can also throw a little bit of lemon juice in there, make it acidulated water. I know you hate it when I say that, but that's what it is.
Acidulated water.
And that will also help prevent it from browning. Now, once you've got all three potatoes peeled, and remember they've been peeled and put in the water, then pull them out of the water and grate them with a coarse grater or a box grater. You can also grate them in a food processor. And you want to end up with roughly 3 cups of grated potatoes. Then I'm going to take a 1/4 cup of grated onions. And I'm going to take 2 eggs that I just beat up here. I'm going to add those to the potato mixture. And then this is the fun part for the kids. Let them take saltine crackers and crush them up. You can also put them in a baggie or something like that and have them crushed up. And you're going to need roughly, I'm going to say about 6 of them or so. You want them, get them pretty fine because these are going to be a binder for the latkes.
Now, could you use different flavored crackers?
I wouldn't. You're really looking just for this to be a binder, and you want it to be a saltine. You don't want it to be like a Wheat Thin or something like that because the saltine acts well as a binder. It's kind of like having breadcrumbs. You could use, alternatively, if you wanted to use something seasoned, you could use seasoned breadcrumbs, like Italian breadcrumbs.
And latkes are really something that, in the Jewish community, has been popular for so long.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's like a benchmark at the holidays.
Absolutely.
And there are so many different kinds.
Well, the funny thing is, if you think of them, they're potato pancakes, so they're very German. And
yes.
The German Jews, you know, would eat latkes. So more than any other part of the Jewish culture. So there's actually a shared heritage in it, back in Europe, in Northern Europe.
But the variety.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bet you there's at least astronomical number, 100, 150, 200 different kinds. I mean, you can make as many kinds of latkes as your imagination allows you to, and as you go into the recipe after the break, people get to understand it's like latkes are like a palette, a canvas, a blank canvas you get to create.
Yep.
Gee, fat man, what a brilliant analogy.
I know, right?
Hang in there, my friends. We're celebrating Hanukkah. We're celebrating Christmas right here on Chef and a Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs at Whole Foods right here in East Cobb, babe.